you will increase your efficiency 20% if you learn to do the tough things first, the ones you don't want to do.
Ray Zinn now imparts his management philosophy in Tough Things First. In this series, Zinn covers it all, from the essence of human happiness,
adding value, showing that you have value,
to the downside of venture capital.
You will not own the company.
And the essence of entrepreneurial discipline.
If you're going to make it a consistent practice of working Saturdays just because you think you've got to work 80 hours a week to be successful, you're just flat out wrong.
Now here's Ray Zinn, Silicon Valley's longest serving CEO and today's guest host. I'm Rob Artigo, your guest host for this edition of the Tough Things First podcast with Ray Zinn, the longest serving CEO in Silicon Valley. Hi, Ray.
Hello, Rob.
Thanks for having me back. Unicorns. We know that
they're
mythical creatures, as we traditionally define them anyway. But now there are unicorn companies and there are unicorn employees. When you think of the unicorn in a modern sense, what do you think of?
Well, typically these are the large software companies. Technically, at least according to the VC world, they have to be $1 billion or more valuation. And so, both in terms of an employee as well as a company, a unicorn, it's a word that's being tossed around to really indicate something that's extraordinary. But in the beginning, when you started the podcast, you talked about mythical.
Yeah.
And so if you look at some of these huge unicorns that are, you know, like Facebook and Google and Uber and the like, they don't make any money. And so it is mythical to see how, in me anyway, and mysterious, how they can have these valuations and not making any money. And so to me, that's what a unicorn is. A unicorn is a kind of a mythical, mysterious thing that doesn't really seem to exist, but yet exists. And I don't know how you exist without making money, but they do. And so that's, I think, makes them a unicorn. Now, unicorn employees, that's different, because they're talking about people who are very creative and very energetic. They seem to be able to do things that no one else can do. That doesn't sound like a unicorn as far as a mythical creature,
right?
Because a unicorn is really a horse with a horn in the front of his head, and so I'm not sure how that makes
an employee with a horn in front of his head.
Yeah. I don't know how that doesn't sound like a very sophisticated animal like Mercury, who can at least fly. A horse with wings. I mean, at least he can get up and move around. Whereas a unicorn, all he can do is jab somebody with his horn, I guess. I don't know. I mean, it doesn't make a lot of sense to me. It's a kind of a word that's been kind of associated with these large software companies
reading an article, and this is how one company defined, or one article, I should say, one article defined unicorn employees. Quote, staff who possess a unique set of qualities that make them extremely rare and valuable. And I think that's kind of the unicorn thing. They say they're hard to find, but once hired, they offer up enormous benefits in the workplace and can take your business to the next level. So there's this expectation that somewhere out there, there is not just a person who will work hard, who has knowledge and a background, who has the drive, but is magical and will do good things for your business that no human being can really be expected to do.
Yeah, but I don't know that a unicorn is magical. I mean, I don't know of any Greek mythology associated with unicorns that make them magical.
Yeah, probably.
And so, you know, you talked about valuable. I don't know how valuable a unicorn is. I mean, in terms of an animal. Again, Mercury could fly. He was a horse, and he had wings. And to me, you know, that's kind of magical. If you can, you know, take a 1,200-pound animal and put wings on him and let him fly. I mean, that's kind of interesting. But a unicorn who just runs around with a horn on his head, it doesn't sound very magical to me. I mean, I don't know that I'd even be particularly impressed if I saw a horse with a horn on his head. You know, maybe call Dr. Pull and have it removed or something. But, you know, it's not, in my mind, an animal that exhibits a lot of magical characteristics. But what they've done, they've taken these companies and they've given them kind of a magical, they look at the magic that these companies have accomplished. Because, and I'll tell you what the magic is. The magic is that they make no money, they make no income, and they have massive revenues. And so that's somewhat magical. I mean, how can you have all these valuations, there's monstrous valuations, and not make any money? Back when I started my Crell in 78, Wall Street, you couldn't even go public unless you were profitable for three quarters.
Yeah.
So if they had the same requirement today in 2018 for a company to have three quarters of profitability before they went public, you would have hardly any of these magical unicorns go public because they don't make money. They lose money. And so instead of measuring a company's value based on its earnings, they base it on revenue. And to me, you know, that's the only magic that I can see, if you want to call it magic.
Well, we live in a time, and of course it's been like this for, you know, maybe the better part of two decades and beyond that, really. Think about the dot-com bubble and that sort of thing. But when something bubbles up in the lexicon, like the term unicorn, if people start to use it and they start to overuse it, and then it becomes a thing. And then what happens is somebody, a young person getting into creating a business and it's got a startup going, starts to get this mindset that, and we've talked about this in terms of, we need to find people who are between the ages of 19 and 25 or something. It's the only way we're going to succeed. We have to have those people. Or in this case, somebody getting it into their head that we need to get hundreds of applications from the best employee, the best possible employees across the Bay Area. And then what we have to do in there is find that unicorn. Is it a mistake for an employer to look for the unicorn in that, you know, the needle in the haystack amongst all those people?
Well, I know in football that you need a good quarterback. And so they're all these pro teams and college teams, for that matter, are always looking for this magical quarterback, this unicorn quarterback that's going to take them to the top. So we know that in football that, you know, if you lose your good quarterback, you know, you drop off the list. And so, but in a company, you know, to find a unicorn, you don't find them on the outside. You find them on the inside of your company, because if they're on the outside, it's unlikely you're going to be able to attract them. Number one, and number two, you know, they're going to want a lot for their value. But, you know, look for the unicorns within your company. And again, you know, I'm not in favor of the term unicorn because it sounds too much like a corn on my foot. You know, I think that, as you pointed out a few minutes ago, that the term unicorn is overused and really doesn't really, in a comparable way, doesn't have any real merit or value. But that's what we've attached to it. And so people just refer to these guys as unicorns. Don't forget, a billion in revenue is the break point to be called a unicorn. You can be a unicorn like, or you can have, you know, no revenue or hardly any revenue and make no money. And people call you unicorn because that's really a unicorn. A unicorn is a company that has sales without any income or without any earnings.
Wow. Yeah. Great discussion on unicorns, Ray. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Join the conversation at toughthingsfirst.com. Your questions, your comments are welcome. Follow Ray on Twitter and Facebook, and also on LinkedIn, and check out the book, Tough Things First. You've been listening to Tough Things First, candid talk with Silicon Valley's longest serving CEO, Ray Zinn. Drop by the contact page at toughthingsfirst.com for more about the book, more podcasts, and links to Ray's Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn pages to keep up with Ray Zinn's wisdom daily.